Hello, Audio Boom. I'm just coming on here to talk about the RNIB's latest offering and the language we use in describing and referring to blindness. In case you've not heard it, the RNIB's advert is basically about the trauma, the tragedy, the terror, the hopelessness of losing eyesight. And of course, losing your eyesight is scary. I was an okay partial up until around 5 years ago, and now I can't see. Well, I can see light now and again. And it is scary. You have to develop new skills. You have to become reliant on people to a lesser or greater degree. You have to learn to do things differently. And it is, of course, very scary. I didn't cope very well when I lost my eyesight initially. I coped terribly, probably, but I had some very good support from people around me, and I will always be grateful for that. But the problem we've got is this language of illness, the language of desperation and disease and woe. They talk about eyesight or lack of eyesight as if it's an illness, as if it's something terrible that you need to get over. Losing your eyesight is difficult. Being blind can be difficult. But this notion the RNIB have of talking about it in an incredibly negative way is the opposite to empowering. It makes people feel scared. This latest advertisement had a soundtrack similar to a horror movie. It's all very hard-hitting and dramatic and dark in every respect. So if I was a person of, well, I'm 30-something, but at whatever age I was, and I was losing my eyesight, if I heard that advert, I would, frankly, shit a brick. Rather than thinking, actually, this is rubbish, but let me think of ways around it, let me learn some new skills, let me talk to some people, I would be scared. All this does is imbue and magnify fear. It's not helpful, it's not hopeful, it's pretty terrible. The language of sight loss, it's a loss. You've lost something. Of course, when you lose your sight, you've lost something. But they talk about the language they use is the language of rank negativity. I've lost my sight. I'm not suffering sight loss, though. You suffer something like an illness. You suffer from depression, perhaps. You suffer from headaches, you suffer from all sorts of things that the world, God, society gives you. You don't suffer from sight loss. Sight loss doesn't make you suffer. Because it's not a thing. It's a thing, if that makes any sense. You know, sight loss is you've lost some eyesight. You can't see, or you can't see very much. That's not something you suffer from. It's not an illness. So the language they use is really quite negative and really quite appalling, in my humble opinion. So Facebook did ban this advert, and the Guardian newspaper picked up on it. However, I think Facebook have backtracked since and are now putting it up, which is a shame because, you know, they had the kahunas to say this is degrading to visually impaired people, and now they're saying, actually, no, maybe it isn't. So if you have the displeasure to watch the advert, I'd be interested to know your thoughts. And Claire Randall, I think it's at Claire Randall, I'm not sure, has booed about this too. But it's pretty rough. I'd be fascinated to hear from or learn about other organisations, sensory loss organisations such as RNID for Delta, D for Deaf, D for Dog, D for Deaf, RNID, how they cope with hearing loss and whether their adverts are equally as coarse. I guess the media has to be different by dint of their impairment, but I'd be curious to know if suffering from hearing loss is equally as tragic. And look, I'm not lying to you. Losing your eyesight is bloody hard. It is. Your life does change. I'm not going to deny that. But you're already feeling crap as it is. You don't need an organisation that's supposed to support you to tell you how rubbish you are and how rubbish it's going to be. That's pretty appalling. The RNIB don't really support people. they simply scare people, and I think as a advertising tactic, that's pretty low. So the language we use, disability, it's all dis, it's all negative. Impairment, well, you could argue regarding the social and medical model of impairment and disability. I'm not going to have that debate right now. But this language of trauma, the language of loss, the language of fear, suffering. You know, you suffer from cancer. That's suffering. That is suffering. When you get cancer, that is suffering. That's suffering. That affects you in a very deep physical and psychological sense. You don't suffer from sight loss. You have sight loss. You lost some sight. It's a stupid thing anyway, because I know plenty of people who are born with no eyesight, and they don't suffer from sight loss because they can't see. They've never been able to see. I didn't suffer from sight loss. I just got blinder and blinder and blinder until I got to the point I am now. So there we go. My little rant about RNIB and about sight loss and about their pretty average PR machine. Have a nice day. Try to. It's chilly, but they've got a rugby match today to look forward to. We've got Wales against Fiji. And I hope, although I probably have Welsh blood, being an Edwards and all that, can trace it back to Wales, I'm sure. I hope Fiji muller them. Yeah. Anyway, taking care of yourselves and each other. That's what Jeremy Springer says. Don't know why that came up. No idea. Forgive me. Anyway, until we speak again, don't know where, don't know when. Ciao.